This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Timothy Jones in Bonn. Hundreds of thousands gathered at Berlin's landmark Brandenburg Gate to rock in the new year under a 12-minute firework display that started with the Scorpions performing their 1984 hit Rock You Like a Hurricane. 2 hours before the clock struck midnight in Central Europe and the Hanover Group began its set, authorities in the German capital had already shut down entrances to the country's biggest party to prevent overcrowding. Organisers expected around 1 million people to attend the event in the 2-kilometre-long party mile near the iconic landmark. In keeping with tradition, German Chancellor Angela Merkel has delivered her annual New Year's address, aiming to encourage Germans who are feeling uncertain about the Eurozone debt crisis. She said she would do everything she can to strengthen the euro.
We will only succeed if Europe learns from the mistakes it's made in the past. One of these lessons is that a common currency will only then be a true success if we work more closely with each other in Europe than we have so far.
The euro notes and coins first arrived a decade ago. Merkel said the currency had made people's lives easier, but concerns about the currency's stability carry over into 2012. Merkel added that, despite Germany's stable economic situation and low unemployment, next year will be more difficult than 2011. Around 60 people have been detained in Moscow following an anti-government demonstration. The protest was the latest in a month that has seen heavy opposition to Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, although only about 200 people came out on Saturday. In his New Year's address to the nation, which aired just hours before the protests, he wished a Happy New Year to all Russians.
I would, of course, like to wish all of our citizens a Happy New Year, regardless of their political views, whether it's those who support forces on the left or those who are on the right, on top or below, wherever they are. I want to wish them prosperity and fulfillment.
However, Putin has made it clear he doesn't think much of the protest movement against him. He's set to run for president in elections in March. You're listening to Deutsche Welle Radio News. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan has declared states of emergency in parts of 4 troubled states in the north of the country plagued by a violent Islamist insurgency. Jonathan said he would crush the Boko Haram Islamist sect that carried out a wave of Christmas Day bomb attacks that killed 49 people. The president also instructed the country's defense chief to take appropriate measures, which included setting up a new anti-terrorist force. Meanwhile, a government spokesman said at least 50 people were killed in clashes between rival ethnic groups in the eastern Ebonyi state, but there has been no indication it had anything to do with Nigeria's wider security problems. United States President Barack Obama has signed off on a new round of economic sanctions against Iran. The sanctions will specifically target Iran's central bank, which is critical to processing income from the country's oil exports. The Obama administration has 180 days before the sanctions go into effect, providing time for the final details to be worked out. This comes as Iranian Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Saleh declared that the Islamic Republic was ready to resume talks with world powers over its nuclear program. The concession falls in the midst of increased tensions with Western powers after Iran threatened to close a key oil shipping route. And 2 leading Syrian opposition parties have agreed a roadmap to democracy if mass protests succeed in toppling President Bashar al-Assad. The Reuters news agency said it had cited a copy of the document where the leading opposition group in exile, the Syrian National Council, had signed a deal with the National Coordination Committee, a group whose majority is inside the country. Under the pact, the two sides reject any military intervention that would harm the sovereignty or stability of the country. Timothy Jones, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.